page 86. The capacity of Uganda to recruit from Kenya had also become circumscribed by the security situation in Uganda. On balance, therefore, the adoption of Kiswahili as the national language of Uganda, though necessarily carrying educational implications, did not immediately have educational consequences. President Idi Amin saw the necessity of at least a temporary continuation of the previous linguistic policies in education. As he said in his address to the nation, quote, "It must be emphasised that English shall, for the time being, remain the official language until Kiswahili is developed to the degree that warrants national usage. Other foreign languages shall continue to be taught in our schools. Vernacular languages shall continue to be developed." End of quote. From the Voice of Uganda, October 10th, 1973. What the military takeover fulfilled, however, was the utilisation of Kiswahili on the radio and television in Uganda, and the beginnings of a more respectful atmosphere for the language, even among